President Biden signs 3 executive orders today aimed at reversing some of former President Trump's hardline immigration policies. The orders seek to restore the asylum system, review changes made to legal immigration, and reunite migrant children separated from their parents under Trump's zero-tolerance policy for illegal border crossings. NPR's Joel Rose is with us. He covers immigration. And Joel, it's been 3 years since some of these families were separated. How many migrant children are still separated from their parents? And what is Biden planning to do about it?
Well, that number is certainly in the hundreds, but no one knows for certain. Activists do know that more than 1,000 parents were deported back to their home countries without their children. And immigration lawyers say more than 600 parents still cannot be located. On a call with reporters last night, a senior Biden administration official called it a, quote, moral failure and national shame, unquote, that the Trump administration separated families in order to discourage other migrants from coming to the border. The Biden administration is appointing a task force to identify these families that are still separated and also to make recommendations about how to reunify them and ensure that this cannot happen again.
So doing the reunification is hard. And then what comes next, Joel, is also fraught because, as you say, some of these children have been in the U.S. while their parents are in other countries. So would reunified families be given some kind of legal status?
That's a really good question. It is not one that the administration is expected to answer right away. For context, many of these parents have been deported back to Central America and are afraid to be reunified there because of security concerns, in many cases the same kind of concerns that led them to flee in the first place. So immigrant advocates are pushing the Biden administration to grant them some kind of legal status so that they can reunify here in the U.S. Biden administration officials, were asked about that last night, but they did not give a clear answer either way. They said that the remedies would depend on the individual situation of each separated family.
All right. And then there's the asylum-seeking process. On his first day in office, President Biden suspended what President Trump had called the Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers who used to be able to wait here in the U.S. while their cases were heard in immigration courts. So is Biden now proposing immediate changes to that policy, Joel?
Well, as you say, they have already suspended new enrollments into the Remain in Mexico program. But the big question now is what to do about the more than 68,000 migrants who were sent back to Mexico to wait outside the U.S. for their day in U.S. immigration courts. And the executive order will direct DHS to review the Remain in Mexico program, presumably to answer that question. Biden administration officials say that this policy has been a, quote, disaster from the start and has led to a humanitarian crisis in northern Mexico, unquote. But they also say it's going to take time to undo. They say that the situation at the border will not transform overnight. A senior official on a call with reporters yesterday said the people in the program will get some consideration because they've been waiting a very long time in terrible conditions. But the administration committed to putting a new system in place as quickly as they can, but we just don't know how long that's actually going to be.
I see. So then the third executive order today is going to kick off a review of several legal immigration policies. One of the big ones is the so-called public charge rule. Could you explain that, Joel? And is the rule going away now?
Sure. So the public charge rule makes it harder for immigrants to get green cards if they've used any of a long list of public benefits, things like food stamps, subsidized health insurance. And the rule has also made it possible for immigration officials to consider things like income and wealth when deciding who gets a green card. And immigrant advocates call that a wealth test. They've challenged it in court. And to answer your question, yes, it is likely going away. It is just a question of when. But this is just one of literally hundreds of changes that the Trump administration has made to federal regulations, changes that are small and large, and that have made it harder for immigrants to get green cards and other benefits. The Biden administration says it's also looking to identify and reverse those changes and to streamline the naturalization process to make it easier, essentially, for millions of immigrants to become citizens.
And today's trio of executive actions is really just the start because President Biden has also proposed a much more sweeping immigration reform package that includes an 8-year path to citizenship for undocumented people in this country. Joel, does that have any chance in Congress this year? And how much political capital is the president willing to spend on it?
Those are good questions. It is hard to see the full bill getting through Congress, particularly the Senate, where Democrats have a razor-thin majority. But the Biden administration has been hinting that it would be willing to break apart the bill in hopes that some bite-sized pieces might have a better chance of getting passage. You know, that list might include protections for DACA recipients, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. This is the program that protects immigrants who are brought to the country illegally as young children from deportation. That's a popular program that might be able to draw bipartisan support even in these polarized times.
Sure. And as you mentioned, DACA, the president also signed an order on his first day preserving and fortifying the program, as he put it. But there is a lawsuit in Texas challenging its legality, so there's still more to come on that front. Joel Rose covers immigration for NPR. Thanks, Joel.
You're welcome.